As you can see by my dress, I decided to mix things up this week. Great team win. Huge for us. Not only the first road win, but the first win in the NFC North in a while for the Vikings. So a big time for us. Special teams and defense came up huge. Obviously, as an offense, we wish we'd be more productive, but we didn't have to today. And we decided to run the ball and keep the clock moving and keep us in it. And defense, special teams, I mean, again, they came up huge. And, you know, I don't know what the stats look like, but as long as we're winning, I'll keep handing the ball to Adrian and Toby back there, and they're going to keep chugging along. And what we're going to do as an offense, we're going to keep doing what we're supposed to be doing to win games. I mean, the feeling this time as opposed to last time in Detroit is a lot different. And I got to say, it feels a lot better. And we're excited with such a young team that we have that we're really moving forward every week. And to win a game like this is huge. And we're going to keep getting better. And we're going to enjoy this one today and tomorrow and then focus on what Tennessee next week. So, yeah.
How important was it to have this performance on the heels of the way you guys played last week to sort of say this is who you are?
Huge, huge. And obviously there's still a lot of things that we can get better at, but to come out and get a win on the road against a great team, a playoff team, is huge. And we had a great week of practice. Everyone had the right mindset and the right attitude going into to this week or last week and to work hard and you know, move on from last week, and we showed that.
Energy was it to see Percy break that right up on the opening
kickoff? Huge. We always start about starting fast, and that's the fastest start you can get. And, you know, immediately we put up 7 on the board. And Percy's such an integral part of this offense, but this whole team. And, you know, again, special teams was huge between him bringing that back and Marcus Sherrill's having that punt return. You know, that those points were huge for us.
It looks like his burst was back to where it was before today, but today looked like the first time you really saw it.
He looks good. I mean, I don't know if he's going to say he's 100%, but he looks 100% to me. And you can see a progression every week. He's just getting more and more comfortable with what he's doing, and he keeps getting better. And it was over 100 yards again today. And, you know, he's fantastic, man. I mean, he makes my job a lot easier.
Did Jerome make Jerome's presence help him at all? I mean, he had those two penalties early on. And...
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, they were taking away the deep balls, and when they were playing man coverage, we were going to take our shots, and we didn't connect except for the last one in the 4-minute. But, you know, the big penalties are huge for us, and they started playing a lot of split safeties, especially when Percy was in the game and, you know, trying to take away the deep pass, and that's why we kept running the ball.
How do you think you're going to be able to manage height expectations now?
I mean, you know, our expectations don't change. They've been the same since we ever started, you know, preseason and OTAs. Yeah, and I mean, I think, you know, we just got to go in every week, and we know that no matter if their expectations are low for us or high for us, I mean, it's going to be a hard game every week in and week out, and, you know, it's the NFL, and there are going to be no easy games, and that's how we look at it.
How much, if at all, did it change your approach once they were clearly trying to take away the manufactured touches to Percy on the perimeter?
Yeah, you know, that was huge. And when they were doing that, I mean, when your focus is on Percy or elsewhere, we're just going to keep handing the ball off. And obviously that worked. And we kept running the ball and kept pounding it and kept getting yards.
Were you tempted to check out any of those run plays with how much they had a safety down? I mean, that was a lot.
Yeah. You know, not really. You know, we're going to... No matter what they do, I mean, we have an amazing running back, an amazing offensive line. We're going to find holes to run the ball, and we're going to make adjustments on the sideline if we need to. But we were so successful today that we just kept doing it.
And again, not turning the ball over—that's so huge on the road in the NFL, isn't it?
It is huge. And penalties, I think, we only had one penalty.
Morgan,
Robin,
remember the false start?
Come on, Tom. Dude, what are you doing?
All right, cool. Well, very few penalties, which is huge on the road. And
5 on offense?
And no turnovers. I mean, obviously, that was the difference between this year and last year. And we may not have had the production we wanted, but we played smart and played well and, you know, came out on top. So.
Christian, 3-1, though, you get a huge division win, like you're saying, on the road. How important is it going forward, knowing that you still got this win? You didn't play your best ball, but also special teams really showed what they can do for you.
Well, it's huge, and I mean, number one, I mean, to get the same amount of wins as we had last year already is always a good sign, so that's the mark of improvement. But, you know, it was a team win, and defense and special teams stepped up, and You know, it just gives you full confidence that we have all the right pieces in place. And when we get going and have all cylinders clicking, we're going to be a really good team. And we are a good team. But we got to know that we still have a lot of things to work on. But still, I mean, it's important for us to not have our best game and still win. I mean, that shows that we're a good team.
Christian, Chad talked about last year that just the mentality was, like, even when they get the ball the 2 minute, you're expecting the worst. Now guys almost feel like they're going to go out and make – can you sense that in the locker room, just a change in attitude or mentality?
You can tell in the confidence and their attitude that we expect to go and win every game that we're in. And that's kind of been the mentality of the offense when we get the ball in 2 minutes. And you can tell that's the mentality of the defense. And they're coming up with huge sacks in the right timing to hold them. I think what in the fourth down, down in the red zone, or in the third down, holding to a field goal was huge. Defense was really big, it's a whole mindset change, and the attitude of this team is I think shows a lot of maturity. I mean, we're such a young team, and to be able to have that mindset is really impressive.
I'm sure you guys never want to have a performance like you did in Indianapolis, but for a young team to have that happen in week two, was that almost on some level a good thing? Because it just seems like everything's been a little different the past couple of weeks.
I don't know. I mean, obviously losses are never good, but I think it kind of woke us up. And at the same time as an offense, I mean, that kept giving us confidence that we're still able to keep ourselves in these games. And, as a quarterback, I mean, that's always important. And confidence is such a great thing, playing the position. And so mine keeps growing. And today was a little tougher day. Didn't have the production I wanted. But, still a lot to learn and get better at. But, ever since that was kind of a turning point. I mean, for us to put back-to-back wins, which I haven't done in I don't know how long. We didn't do it last year. It was very important. So,
Adrian's gotten some touches and some yards, but psychologically, what was it like for the offense for him to get over 100? Kind of show that maybe he is back to where he
was. It's important. I mean, I don't even know. We don't keep track of the yards in the game, but for him to have those big runs and make big plays and run over guys and see him making those cuts, I mean, that's huge. And obviously, he's a very big part of this offense. And we feed off of everybody. We feed off of Percy. We feed off of Jerome. We feed off of Adrian. And when guys make plays, that gives you the confidence as a whole team. And again, offense feeds off defense. Defense feeds off offense. And we got a good team coming together.
Thanks.